Hey everybody, welcome back. Oh, I missed you guys so much, but I wanted to give you guys time to catch up on season one and catch up on season two. Now, this episode has been stirring for a couple of days for myself. You know, I wanted to wait before I went ahead and released it. But now, I'm gonna say this with love in my heart and compassion and grace towards each and every last one of us. But it might ruffle some feathers if it just might ruffle some feathers. That's all I'm gonna say. So I am so excited about this episode, and I'm just so excited about this journey of growth and healing and what it truly entails. So tonight's episode is unlearning but still learning. And I know you guys are probably like, why is it unlearning but still learning? Because that's true. So what I want to talk about is how nobody talks about how when you make a decision to change, you will straddle the fence with growth and you will teeter and totter. And it's like sometimes you literally will take 10 steps forward and take 10 steps back after moving forward. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. This constant choice to heal isn't easy, because you would think if we know better, we would do better. But in all honesty, we know better, but don't always choose better. Just because there is a better option doesn't mean we always go with it. We don't always choose better. So what happens when we don't choose better is we opt out on growth in the areas, in the places we need it the most. I'm gonna say that again. So what happens when we don't choose better? We opt out on growth in the places and areas we need it the most. Now, that really stuck with me because I've done that myself. And as I have personally made mistakes and gone in cycles and cycles of wrong patterns, you get to a point where you realize you yourself are the problem. You unlearn, then you revert back to what you were taught, because it's easier then to decide to grow up in the areas you know you struggle in. And I'm going to say that again. You yourself are the problem, and you unlearn, and then the problem is you revert back to those old patterns and those old ways, to what you were taught, because it's easier than to decide to grow up in the areas you know you struggle in. Now, like I said, I'm going to be honest, it's not easy, and it's not going to get any easier for you or for me. Now, but I don't want to continue preaching what I'm saying and not wholeheartedly walking in it. And every day, I am a prime example, just like the Israelites, just like Israel, if you know better but won't intentionally do better. When God delivered them from the Egyptian slave owners, they had truly been set free, but forgot how good God was in delivering them out. That they got caught up in the bondage of their past. They got caught up in the shame and the guilt. They got caught up in that, and they didn't know the first steps to unlearning the cycle of their past bondage, and didn't even know what it truly meant to be free, because they were still locked up in their mind and their thoughts. The chains hadn't completely come off completely. And just like the Israelites, many of us fall trapped to this. And that's why this episode has been really stirring on my heart, because I've been feeling it. It's been heavily on me, and even in my own self, in my own patterns, in my own habits. Now, what I would like to say is, and moving out of a place from our past traumas and past learned bondages, and in our behavior and how we choose to act, we literally get so caught up. It's so easy for us to go back to what we were taught, what we seen growing up. If you grew up in a home where violence was, where abuse was, where addiction was, you grow up thinking that certain things are okay, and really it's not. I have a scripture that God gave me earlier this morning. I was like, wow, God, like this is so true. And it's Jeremiah 6, verses 14, as well as it's just verse 14. So Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14. And this scripture says, they should bandage the wounds. My people have suffered. God knows that we have suffered. And in this scripture, he says, my people have suffered. But he called us out. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, God, you did not call us out like that. But he did. He was like, but they treat their wounds like small scratches. And they say it's all right. Everything is all right. But it's not all right. And when I tell you, this scripture resonated with me so, because this is so true. A lot of us are, you know, literally going through life and we're putting this temporary bandage on instead of actually permanently allowing God to change our thoughts, change our ways completely, and change who it is that we thought we were and the identity that we've placed ourselves in from what it is that we've grown up in, and even the things that we've experienced in adulthood, in our adult life. So what I want to say is, it's not easy. It's not easy sitting there having things come back to your remembrance, having to write it out, having to journal it, having to face it. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, because it's not. It's hard. Because what I found myself doing is I found myself literally running every which way and avoiding everything that I've been through, every severe trauma that I've faced and that I have encountered. I find myself literally running from the better version of me and finding myself being the biggest enemy of myself is me. And when I tell you, like, this has been a harsh reality, I thank God for the people that he's placed in my life and their discernment and their sensitivity to what it is that he is doing in me. And I'm just so grateful that they're able to let me know and correct me in love and gently let me know, hey, you really need to ask God to help you get through these severe traumas that you've been through. There's no way that you're not honest with yourself enough to know that you're struggling, you know? So what I want to say in this episode is, it is okay. If this is you, this is me. I'm going to be very honest with you. Remember when I initially started, the very first time I said, it does not matter if you're half or if you're whole, because we've all been there before. And God is literally doing a work in our hearts and in our minds and our soul. If we would just allow him to literally minister to those wounds, instead of putting on these temporary bandages and putting on, see, what happens is when we put on a temporary bandage, when you put on a Band-Aid, you have to go back and change it. You can't do certain things with that Band-Aid. You can't get in the shower with the Band-Aid because the Band-Aid's going to wash away. So it's important that we allow God to truly walk us through what it looks like to even heal. I know it's hard. Look, I'm not even gonna lie to you, because I found myself going in patterns I would have never thought I was going in due to repeated cycles of things that I've seen in my lifetime. And when I tell you guys, like, that thing hit me so, I was like, wait a minute, God, like, all of that is catching up. And I'm like, I literally was saying, it's literally like my childhood trauma and my adulthood trauma are merged together. And, you know, it's not looking the greatest right now, but I know that I serve a God who can deliver me out, who can heal and set me free from every past bondage and past trauma, past shame, past guilt, any of that. He is more than capable and able to get us out. And I just want to thank you guys for listening. And I just pray that this encourages your heart so to do exactly what it is that God is telling you to do concerning your healing. Because see, a lot of times what will happen is I literally started the work. And what happened was I did the surface level work. I did not actually go deep within the events that have happened and allow God to reveal to me, even the things that I've blocked out. I didn't allow God to reveal to me who it is that he says I am, more importantly, over what it is that I've gone through. Because it's so easy to just pretend and go about life and oh, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm smiling on the inside, I'm smiling on the outside. But when you're so out of touch with yourself, and when you're so out of touch because you've numbed yourself, you've numbed yourself to any pain that you can possibly feel, that you can't even be honest with yourself, that is a terrible place to be in. And I'm being so honest with you guys. I literally was there. I'm literally there where I literally suppressed so many feelings and emotions about things that I've gone through, that I've come to this place, and it's a literal crossroads. And it's like, okay, God, it's literally me facing me. I am my worst enemy. I am my biggest critic, God. I need your help to help me to get to the best version of myself. Because it's easy. It's easy to go back to the patterns I've seen growing up. It's easy to go back to the cycles I've seen. And I've even gone through time and time and time again. And it's crazy because I used to tell God all the time, I'm like, God, if I can help it, God, I only want to go through something once. I don't want to go through it twice. And I literally have had to go through some things, go through some patterns, go through some cycles to truly understand that I need help. I need help. And I need God to help me. But more than that, I need help to heal completely and even to begin to understand and have a peace and a revelation that it is okay. Like, your past, I know we say it all the time, your past does not define you. That's true, it doesn't define you, but that does not mean that you will not struggle when it comes to becoming who it is that God's called you to be. Like, that's something you really have to face head on. But I do hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Sunday and a wonderful upcoming work week. And guys, this is the last episode of season two, and I will be back for season three. So I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your months to come as well, until we can get back with season three. But I'm praying for you guys, and I love you guys dearly. And it's okay to not be okay. But it's not okay to not be okay and not get help, because we do know better. But love you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your night. And thank you again for tuning in and listening.